Every ball that Lady Evans holds is a huge success. She was renowned for her fabulous parties, and this one was no exception. My sister Julia's white peau de soie gown, ruched in spangled tulle, and my white satin with silver laurel wreaths embroidered round the hem caused a sensation among the over-embellished belles that night. It was invisible to the untrained eye, but the sideways glances and whispered asides spoke volumes to our aunt, who parlayed it to us. No one was so uncouth as to actually compliment us. "Julia, if that silly fop Lord Crenshaw asks me to dance, I shall have to sham an illness. His overdone manners are ridiculous. But he is not stupid by any means. It took all of my wits to lose him in the garden."
"Why, Martha, Aunt Mabel will be shocked to hear you speak so. Lord Crenshaw shall be a Viscount Harwell before too long. His father is at death's door. Quite a catch."
"Oh, stop! Can you believe that these dreadful people really think such thoughts? Poor Viscount Harwell is about to die, and the only feeling it inspires is greed amongst the mamas with eligible daughters. I really do not like society at all. Worse yet, I think Aunt Mabel believes that Lord Crenshaw will ask for my hand. I cannot bear the thought."
"How charming you ladies look with your fair heads together. What prompts this conspiracy?"
"Oh, nothing, my lord. Just a little sisterly chatter."
Lord Peter Thornham, are you not? Forgive us, we are new to London. I think we met at the Habersham soiree last Tuesday."
"Indeed, I remember the occasion well, and the musicale at my aunt's home the following evening."
"Lady Wynne is your aunt?"
"Is something wrong?"
"Julia, you are being quite rude. Lord Thornham, I am so sorry. It's just that Lady Wynne has been particularly kind to us here, and we are indebted to her. She is the very soul of grace, and your reputation is too shocking to speak about. As a matter of fact, our Aunt Mabel says that although you are quite dashing, we are not to speak to you."
"Martha!"
"Martha, why ever not? Is it my fearsome reputation? If I swear I have sworn off eating virgins for supper, will you speak to me then?" Your Grace, I am gratified to find that your reputation for selflessness is well-founded. Your lovely nieces are quite amusing. All of London is grateful to you for sponsoring them this season."
"Thank you, my lord. I do not need to say to you what you already know. You must keep away from my young girls. There are plenty here who would swoon at your attentions."